This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. We were supposed to be broadcasting live from the headquarters of AFP, Americans for Prosperity, Kansas, in downtown Wichita at Union Station. Thanks to our friends at Eck Agency, we made the call earlier this afternoon not to broadcast from AFP. Just because, you know, abundance of caution due to the storms, and lo and behold, it's Kansas, and we have no storms tonight. But that's okay. So we have rescheduled that event. We will be doing our live remote on Sunday, June 1st, back at AFP at their headquarters in downtown Wichita at Union Station. So put that on your calendars. We'll be broadcasting live. Same great place. Folks at AFP, thanks to our friends at Eck Agency, we'll have some food, we'll have some fun, and we'll broadcast live from Union Station on June 1st. In the meantime, we've got a great show planned for you tonight. The storm isn't here, and it's not coming tonight, probably coming tomorrow. So the studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330, by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show, and, of course, on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Would love to hear from you. Let's see, tonight we've got a great list of guests. Former United States Senator Phil Graham, author of the new book, The Triumph of Economic Freedom, will tell us what he sees is the solution to getting America back on track and back on sound economic footing. We'll take an opportunity to sit down with Phil Pettit from Americans for Prosperity, Kansas, talk to him about what AFP is doing to educate voters and how you can help. Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins, will join us to discuss his decision to run for Kansas Insurance Commissioner. Don't worry, it's not like he's resigning his seat. It's just going to be next year after the session ends. Dan will be running for Insurance Commissioner. Wichita School Board member Kathy Bond will sit down with us to try and explain why lawyers for the teachers union or USD 259, there's some confusion about who actually came up with it. Either way, someone's insisting gendered language be replaced by gender-neutral equivalents, and words like non-birthing parents be used in the new USD 259 contract. And former Governor Dr. Jeff Collier will be with us to tell us about his announcement that he's running for governor. So we're kicking off the new campaign season, interviewing two candidates running for office this and next year, and we'll start that later on in the show. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls throughout the show at 316-869-1330. All right, folks, buckle up, because I feel compelled to talk about something today that's been bothering a lot of us, and frankly, it's tearing this country apart. I talked a little bit last week in the show about the severed head guy, you know, the moron who was carrying around the severed head at the Wichita protests downtown Wichita. And it's prompted me to think even further about why is it that political discourse in America always seems to devolve into personal attacks. We've all seen it on Facebook, on social media. You put on a post and invariably someone, if they don't like what you've posted and they can't articulate a response, they resort to name-calling. They call you stupid, they call you racist, bigot, homophobe, etc. And it's because they can't articulate, they can't make a cogent argument, so they insult you. And why can't we have a civilized conversation anymore? Why can't two people with different views sit down, talk policy, and walk away still respecting each other as Americans? And heck, maybe even find some common ground. And I'll tell you why. It's because too many people in this country lack maturity, respect, and basic self-control. And if we're being honest, and you know, I try to be, the lion's share of that blame rests on the left. You know, conservatives will go do a protest. I attended many Tea Party protests. We clean up our trash afterwards. Not the left. Not the pro-Hamas protesters. Not the Occupy protesters. They trashed a joint. And let me be clear. I'm not saying every Democrat is some screaming radical, although... But the culture of political intolerance, of demonizing your opposition, has taken root in the liberal establishment. And it's growing like a cancer, and at the center of it all is the mainstream media. The media used to report the news. Now they push the narrative. And one of their favorite narratives is that Republicans, conservatives, Trump supporters are the enemy. Not just wrong, not just misinformed, not just people who have a differing view, but evil, dangerous, subhuman. That's the tone they set. CNN, MSLGBTV, The New York Times, Hollywood, Big Tech, they all echo it day in and day out. And let's not pretend it stops with words. We've seen it spill into real-world violence. Remember when Madonna said she wanted to blow up the White House and Kathy Griffith holding up a bloody mock of Trump's severed head or the jack wagon down in downtown Wichita? What about the time Bernie Sanders supporter opened fire on Republican members of Congress at a baseball field and nearly killed Steve Scalise? That wasn't a debate. That wasn't that was attempted murder. You want to talk about political discourse? Let's talk about the twice that Donald Trump attempted assassination. Let's talk about the way Democrats and leftist activists have normalized violence, intimidation, and dehumanization. Donald Trump, say what you want about his style, but he was the most viciously attacked president in modern history, and he is again. They didn't just disagree with his policies. They call him a Nazi, a dictator, an autocrat, a Russian agent. They impeached him twice over nonsense. They celebrated when he got COVID. There were actual calls for violence about him, jokes about assassinating him, books and films fantasizing about his death, and two assassination attempts. And now, every time he speaks, They shout insurrection, threat to democracy. They're so obsessed with silencing him, they're trying to put him behind bars, or, as we've already seen, again, trying to impeach him. How is that democracy? Meanwhile, leftist radicals roam free. Antifa never held accountable. All the riots and burnings and all the damage done, the cops that were hurt in 2020, no one has been arrested. BLM rioters burned cities, looted businesses, attacked police. The media called it mostly peaceful. Can you imagine the headlines if it had been Trump supporters doing any of that? And let's not ignore the intolerance coming from the intolerant left, the most extreme corners of the liberal agenda, particularly the rainbow militant fringe in the LGBT movement. It's no longer about equal rights or tolerance. It's about forcing everyone to comply, to bend the knee. If you don't use the correct pronoun in Colorado, you can get arrested now. If you don't let biological men compete in women's sports or read drag queen storybooks to kids in schools, then suddenly you are the bigot. Disagree and you get called hateful. You get doxed, fired, silenced. That's not tolerance. That's authoritarianism. That's fascism. That's Nazism dressed up in a rainbow flag. The same thing goes for people who questioned a BLM movement or challenged race-based narratives. You don't get a fair argument. You get labeled a racist, a white supremacist, just for thinking independently. It's no wonder people are afraid to speak up. And look, I'm not saying Republicans are perfect. There's plenty of hotheads on the right, too. But at least when conservatives argue, we argue about ideas. We argue about principles. We argue about the Constitution, about freedom, about economic policy, national security, border control. We still believe in civil discourse, even when we disagree. But when the left talks, all too often it's nothing but smears, slurs, and emotional outbursts. They want to shame, silence, and cancel the other side. Why? Because they can't win on the facts. Because deep down their arguments don't hold water, so they resort to personal attacks. They call us racists and misogynists, homophobes, Nazis, transphobes, bigots, and a slew of other inaccurate and ad hominem attacks because they can't debate us, so they insult us instead. They parade around with severed Trump heads and nasty vulgar signs because they seem incapable of coherent dialogue. Folk, we need to bring back respect, maturity, and self-control in our politics. We need to be able to disagree without declaring war on each other. And that starts with calling out the media bias, the radical activism, and the dangerous rhetoric that fuels division in this country. If we don't, we're not just losing civil discourse. We're losing the very soul of the republic. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk with Phil Pettit from Americans for Prosperity about what they're doing to educate voters and how you can help. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We should be downtown. That's okay. Better safe than sorry. I knew when I made the call that it was the wrong call. That's fine. We'll be at AFP on June 1st. Make sure you come out and join us. Speaking of AFP, I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. They believe that freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everybody. Folks, you have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our country. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. With us now, speaking of AFP, is Phil Pettit. He's with the local office of Americans for Prosperity for Kansas. Phil, I was going to be sitting down with you over a piece of pizza or something tonight, but at least we're taking a few minutes to talk about AFP. And thank you for joining us, my friend.
Hey, John. Yeah, thank you for having me. And yeah, due to inclement weather, we're not able to do that. I want to try to keep people safe today, but I appreciate you just taking the time to let's talk today.
No, well, and like I said, I think this way people have an extra 2 weeks to plan, so maybe we'll get a bigger crowd. I saw your Facebook post, and I know that you guys are out door knocking. My wife's been out door knocking for you guys, and you've basically got two focuses right now. Obviously, first off is the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, trying to make sure that voters are putting a bug in their, congressperson to make sure that they understand that if the 2017 tax cuts expire, it'll cause the biggest tax hike in history, right?
That is correct. So just giving a little background on it, this Tax Cut and Jobs Act was part of the Trump tax plan that was implemented back in 2017. It is set to expire this year. We're working hard to try to get Congress just to take action and to prevent that from expiring so we don't see this massive tax hike. Just to give some background for the average Kansan, what that means for Kansas is I believe it was $2,200 in a tax hike if we don't renew this Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So if we let it expire, the average Kansan is going to see an extra $2,000 in taxes next year, and we just don't see that as a good time ever to have that big of a tax hike.
No, I mean, there's never a good time for it, but certainly not. I mean, with property taxes going out, we're still recovering from the Biden economy. This is the worst time for that. And I know that Congressman Estes, we've had him on the show here, not too long ago, a week or two. It's been included in every part of the Big Beautiful Bill. And from what I understand, it's still in there, right? So they're right now, the plan is to pass it, correct?
Right. My understanding is there's still a plan to pass it. We're still trying to keep the pressure on. I believe Tuesday there's actually going to be an update with Steve Scalise and Guy Benson. That's going to be up on all of our AFP web pages, but YouTube, we're going to have it there on our page. It'll be live streamed. So that's going to be one I'm going to be interested in hearing. It's going to give an update on the whole reconciliation bill. So just put a bug there for people to listen to that on Tuesday. But yeah, as far as I know, my understanding is we're still in a good place, but there has been a lot more opposition than we would like. And so we're just trying to make sure we keep that pressure on the lawmakers to make sure we get these renewed, because Americans, we just cannot afford right now to have this big a tax hike. And the deficit, they like to use that as a problem. The problem with the deficit isn't an undertaxed population, it's a overspending by the government.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. Completely
right. We need to make sure we're holding them accountable to that spending as well.
We're talking with Phil Pettit from Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Couple of other things I know you guys are working on. Several communities have rejected property tax increases lately. Goddard just voted down a school bond. Wichita voted down a school bond. I know, that the teachers' unions all get all bent out of shape and, crying in their beer over this, but these are wins for taxpayers, right? I mean, in Goddard, that would have been almost a $350 tax increase a year on an average value home. I mean, that's folks just can't afford this.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. History will tell us that the more you tax a population, the worse that economy ends up doing. So we're firm believers that when people are more free, there's more prosperity, and that includes the economy there. So I think we're right on there. We need to keep our taxes low in any way we can, and that would have been big property tax increases. So to be able to keep those from happening, that's a big win for here out in this area, but there's several places that are still pushing to get those, so there's still work to be done.
Yes.
In a lot of different areas, but the wins we did get, we appreciate those.
I know public comment period is open right now for a rate hike with our utilities that will impact many Kansas ratepayers. This is not the first time. It seems like every year our, Westar, Evergy, they come back and they want more money and more rate increases. I mean, that's another thing that you guys keep pushing back on, correct?
Yes, John. So I believe there's a hearing. It is July 27th here in Wichita. That's going to be at Wichita State. And so we'll be doing some preparation to just make sure people are informed on that. Evergy is asking for another tax rate, or not a tax rate, but a rate increase. So we'll be doing work in there, and I can get you more information and more dates on different events coming up on that. But as we get closer to it, but that's one we'll be making a big push for. That's one, you know, no one really wants another rate increase, and no one needs it. It's crazy that they keep asking for it. So hopefully we can get some work done and get a win there, keeping those rates lower.
Especially when they're recording record profits. I know the other thing that you guys are really pushing in, and I know it's a ways off because it's on next year's ballot, not this fall, but that's the constitutional amendment to allow voters to have a voice in how our Supreme Court justices are elected. Right now it's this, you know, super secret elitist way where this panel of lawyers pick their own bosses, basically. And this would allow transparency. It would allow voters to actually have a say in the democratic process. Of course, the left hates it. The media hates it. But that's another area that you guys are currently pushing as well, right? To help educate voters?
Yes. That one is going to be a big one. Like you said, it's that vote is not taking place till next year. But we're working all throughout the state trying to make sure we keep people informed and aware, and we'll be putting boots on the ground, doing various volunteer activities, having phone banks, door knocking, having educational events like you talked about. But you can find out more information about it at votersnotlawyers.com. And what we're doing there is just trying to inform people. It has a lot of our main points on why we are for making this an elected position. But one of the big reasons you talked about is it's kind of a form of like shadow government, where they don't keep you informed, and none of the people have a say so in who these people are that are both upholding and interpreting the law. So it's a majority. It's 9 unelected people, a majority of which are attorneys that nobody elects, and so there's a big conflict of interest, like you said, because these people are picking their bosses, and the people don't have a say-so, and so we're trying to get it back to what it originally was, and here in Kansas was an elected position by the people. And so we're pushing for that. Some people push back and say that they don't think people are smart enough to elect these positions. But it's like, well, we believe they're smart enough, and we are smart enough to elect our lawmakers. We are also smart enough to elect the people who upheld those laws and interpret those laws. So
exactly,
we need to have this done. We'll be making a huge effort there, and I'm looking forward to that fight. I think we have a strong push for that. A lot of people on board, and I'm ready to get working and get that passed into law so we can have that elected position.
Yeah, if I trust voters, and if they're smart enough to elect those who write the laws, they should be smart enough to elect those who interpret the laws. Right. If folks are interested, if they want to volunteer, I know you guys have an army of volunteers who are out there diligently helping to educate voters. They can get information at AmericansForProsperity.org. And, of course, at votersnotlawyers.com, correct?
That is correct. Another place for people to look, there's two websites. One is votersnotlawyers.com. Another one, it includes this and other Kansas-specific policies, is sunflowerstatesolutions.com. And that one includes more of our other policies and just more educational pieces for people. And we do have a lot of volunteer opportunities. That includes, like I said earlier, we have some door knocking, phone bank, and then other non-traditional volunteer ways. If you're not able to make calls, not able to get out and do doors, but we try to meet people where they are and give them an opportunity to get involved and take action wherever they're able to. So if you go to either of those sites, that's protectprosperity.com or votersnotlawyers.com or Sunflower State Solutions. If you go to any of those sites, there'll be places you can sign up. And if you want to volunteer, you sign one of those boxes and I'll reach out and we'll talk about it. If you go to any of those sites. So I'm really excited. We got a lot of things going on. It's going to be a busy year leading up into next year, but it's exciting.
And speaking of meeting people where they are, next Sunday, not next Sunday, but two Sundays, June 1st, will be, they can come and listen to this broadcast live from your headquarters down at Union Station, right?
That is correct. Yeah, I'm excited for it. We'll have some refreshments, have a good time, talk more about different policies, and of course, you'll be there recording the show, so I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Thank you, Phil. Have a good evening. Say hello to your lovely wife for me.
Thanks, Joe.
Coming up, Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins will join us to discuss his decision to run for insurance commissioner. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And for breaking news to severe weather updates, well, they're done tonight. Update, no severe weather. Just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, after 3 decades in the insurance business, Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins is aiming to oversee the industry from the other side of the table, launching a bid for state insurance commissioner with a pledge to reform how insurance is delivered across the state. Hawkins, a Republican from District 100, is the first to formally announce a campaign for the role. And, of course, he's the guy who should win and has my complete support. With us now is the Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins. Dan, thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Good evening, John. I've looked forward all week to this moment. Be on your show on Sunday evening.
Shallow flattery will get you everywhere, my friend. So I got to ask, you're like the godfather here, okay? This is the way I view this, is you're like the godfather, okay? The end of you're termed out effectively as speaker because, you know, that's the tradition. So at the end of next session, you're out. You're out of politics. You can go back and, you know, go to rodeos and things. And then they pull you back in. You're going to run for another office. It's just like the Godfather. Why, Dan? You'd almost escape this.
You know, John, there's a lot of reasons why, but I'll tell you, and you know this because you know me pretty well, I never dreamed I was going to be the majority leader. I never dreamed about being the speaker. Those things just happened politically. It was just I was in the right place at the right time, and I was chosen to lead, and I stood up and did it and enjoyed every minute of it. But this next job, the position of insurance commissioner, is something I have dreamed about quite a bit in life. You're right. I've spent 30 years in the insurance business, done a lot of different things. I've started out as a life-only agent and then moved into the property and casualty arena, which is home, auto, business insurance. And then really went and spent the rest of my career, over 20 years, doing employee benefits. And so throughout those years, I've seen a lot of things. And right now, we're really kind of in a little bit of a crisis, or maybe a lot of bit of crisis, you know, simply because of the high cost of, right, of insurance premiums. You know, we've really focused in the legislature the last couple of years in cost of living issues. And, you know, one of the biggest cost drivers right now in, you know, for a homeowner is the insurance premium. And certainly for many, many business owners, it's the insurance premium.
Oh yeah. And our commercial insurance was really high for our business.
Oh, right now it's outside. Literally we have some sectors, some industries in Kansas where there's only one carrier for that industry. And quite frankly, I feel like the insurance commissioner, one of their jobs is to number one, make it easy for carriers operating in an ethical and legal manner, make it easy for them to operate in Kansas and come to Kansas. Throughout my career, I've seen, you know, I've heard carriers say, you know, Kansas is one of the hardest places to get their filings done. I had one the other day that told me that, you know, he would put Kansas next to Illinois when it comes to getting things done in their insurance department. Now, I'm not being critical of the insurance department because I don't know why it is so tough to get filings done. but I want to become the insurance commissioner and find out why it's so difficult and see if I can't change that, because it certainly hasn't been changed in the 30 years. So that's just one of the things. The insurance commissioner is responsible for an agency of about 100 people who do many, many different things. Part of them are advocates for the insurance policyholders in the state of Kansas. Part of them regulate the carriers. Part of them regulate the securities type situation, stockbrokers,
right,
and people,
right,
who sell securities. So we have many different functions within the insurance department, and I believe, you know, my experience has really prepared me uniquely to be the insurance commissioner for the state of Kansas.
Is there any way, or is this may be a federal issue, but is there any way we'll ever see insurance companies that can sell across state lines? Because I think that would just do such a wonderful thing for competition and cost.
Well, they always talk about that, but here's the problem. There's I'd have to go back and look, but I believe it's Ferguson-McCarran Act. I believe that's what it is, and I might be wrong on the name of that act because it's been a while since I looked at that. But basically, there's an act on the federal government that gives insurance to the states. So that is one of those states' rights, is to control the insurance within their states. And so when people talk about being able to sell insurance across state lines, currently we can, but you still have to abide by the insurance laws in that state, in that particular state. So I, as a current insurance agent, I could have licenses in as many states as I want, and I can sell insurance in those states. I did at one time have a license in Missouri and Oklahoma and Arkansas, South Dakota, Colorado, never did do anything in Nebraska. Also had an insurance license in Texas for a while. So I did sell insurance in those areas. But what you're really talking about is something much different. And it's
right,
tough to make that happen when each state regulates their own insurance.
Is there anyone else in the race? I know Vicki Schmidt is likely to. She's the current insurance commissioner. I think it's the worst kept secret in town that she's running for governor. Barring her getting in, I have not heard anyone else really express an interest in this.
No, not as of yet. And quite frankly, the insurance commissioner's office is not one. It's not like the governor's office where you have 15 people wanting to become the insurance commissioner. So there's just a few of us out here that really have a passion for that. There could be somebody come up, and certainly we don't know what Vicki's going to do yet. Vicki is still kind of holding close to the vest what she's going to do. But you are right. Everybody believes that she'll get into the governor's race, but we'll have to wait and see what Vicki does. Vicki's done a great job, by the way, as insurance commissioner. I've worked with her for 7 years, and one of the things that we did this year that I really loved was having instant insurance verification checks, to where, you know, somebody has an accident and they can, the highway patrol or the law enforcement officer can immediately check to see if you got insurance, and if you don't, then they can certainly ticket you and make it a little rough for you. So hopefully it'll reduce the amount of autos out there on the streets who do not have the mandatory insurance.
Good, yes. We're talking with Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins, who is candidate for Kansas Insurance Commissioner. I want to pivot real quick, and I know I'm up against my break, but I've got to ask you, you know, the Missouri Senate, put on your other hat here. The Missouri Senate failed to pass any legislation to do a tax deal to keep the Chiefs and Royals. You guys passed
sure.
the Star Bonds deal. That's still out there. It hasn't expired yet.
It is.
What do you think is going to happen with that? Do you think we might get them? Do you think, I mean, it's just sitting there waiting.
Well, I do. We passed that bill a year ago, about this time, actually, and that act actually ceases to exist, or it sunsets on June 30th. I really anticipate us receiving proposals from both of the teams that are out there right now, the Royals and the Chiefs.
Do you really?
I know they're both. I do. I really believe they will, because I just don't know that Missouri is going to do anything to keep him. And certainly our position has always been, we don't want him to leave this area.
The governor of Missouri has said he's going to call a special session. Doesn't mean, as you and I both know, special sessions don't mean they're going to do anything during the special session.
Well, and they certainly had a tough time during the end of their session, which was this week.
Right.
They're supposed to end on Friday. I think they ended on Thursday, but they ended when they didn't get some stuff done and they just shut down. And certainly this was one of those things that they didn't get done. I do believe here really, really soon we will receive proposals. And, they got 6 weeks left. June 30th is coming. And right now, certainly, I don't believe that we're in a position where we would want to extend that. So I'm letting them both know, let's get it done. Get your proposals in and let's evaluate them and let's see what we can do.
Last question for you. Governor Kelly called on the Trump administration to reinstate federal funding of about $22 million in pandemic release funds. Any chance you think Donald Trump's taking that call, or is that going to voicemail?
Yeah, I would imagine that's going to voicemail. I mean, the Trump administration has a $37 million or $37 trillion debt. They're trying to do everything they can to get the budget under control, just as we are.
Yeah,
you know, we spent a good share of this year really working to control our spending, and we need to continue that. We actually came in at $210 million less than what we spent last year, and I believe that we have to do exactly the same thing next year, and we have to continue to do that and just take it a piece at a time until we can get our spending back under control. And if we don't, we're going to be in the same problem that other states are in, and that's with a budget that's just out of control. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
Yeah, amen to that. Dan Hawkins, candidate for Kansas Insurance Commissioner. By the way, Dan, you have my full, complete, total support and endorsement if you need anything. If folks want to connect with you, if they want to contact you, or more importantly, if they want to donate, what's the best way for them to do that?
So I'm going to give everybody a brand new website that's up and running. It's called HawkinsForInsurance.com. Go there, and certainly you will see all about my candidacy for the insurance commissioner. And absolutely, there is a donate button. And this is an expensive race. These statewide races cost a lot. So every amount of donations that we can get from folks is going to help us run for insurance commissioner. So I sure appreciate people's vote, but also appreciate their help in the finance part of our campaign.
And that's FOR. So HawkinsForInsurance.com.
.com. That's
perfect.
Correct.
Thank you, my friend. Say hello to your lovely wife for me.
Okay. You take care, John.
Here's your Godfather music. They pulled you back in. All right, my friend, thank you for joining us. We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open. We want to hear from you. 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 13. You're nicely done, Phil. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget our friends at Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Every week they engage folks all across the state on issues that matter to you. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our country. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And then don't forget, coming up in 2 weeks on Sunday, June 1st, we'll be broadcasting live, remote location, at their headquarters at Union Station. I'll have some food, some fun, and a great time at 6 o'clock on June 1st at their headquarters at Union Station. So hope you'll join us. Should be fun. Since we didn't get the storm that we were all predicting tonight, Phil.
No, it happens. We sure didn't. So maybe we can create our own storm or something. I don't know. I'm just... Hey, real quickly, while I've got you here, I wanted to ask you, because we've been reporting it on here on KNSS, about Representative Patrick Penn, and wanted to know a little bit more about that, the resignation.
Yep.
Real quickly, I mean, any details that you can give us on that?
Sure, yeah, let me change hats. As chair of the Sedgwick County Republican Party, he notified me earlier this week that he is resigning, and... So the minute, once I am as chair, once I'm officially notified, that starts a 21 days that I have now to call a special election, which I did. It's going to be held on May 28th at 6 p.m. at the Cozine Event Center. And so that creates the vacancy. So the vacancy will be then, his resignation date is the 15th of June. But the election will be held on the 28th. And then between the 28th and the 15th, they'll be representative-elect. And then the minute he actually resigns, then they'll take on actually being the representative.
Okay. All right.
But, and it's a precinct election. So the, you know, whatever, 20, 30, 40 of however many precinct people are in that district, House District 85, will pick his replacement.
Okay. And for the uninformed, where did he represent?
It's mostly Northwest Wichita, Bel Air, some other parts of Butler County. There's some part of, I think it's got a little bit of Benton, but it's okay. All that northeast part, mostly Wichita, mostly that north part of Sedgwick County.
Okay,
so,
all right, good information.
He did a great job in the legislature. I think a solid conservative, and you know, I'm sure he will. I cannot tell you what he's doing. I'll leave that to him. But there's nothing bad, no health issues or anything, and there'll be good things coming. So we'll take a quick break, and then after the top of the hour break, former Senator Phil Graham will join us to talk about what he thinks we need to do to restore fiscal sanity and bring America back on sound economic footing. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS is always here for you. What do you say we keep it that way? Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles by texting AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer. To get all the latest updates on the show, our studio lines are open 316-869-1330. We'd love to hear from you.
Our next guest, Phil Graham, served 6 years in the United States House of Representatives and 18 years in the Senate, where he was chairman of the Banking Committee. Graham is a visiting scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. He was vice chairman of USBS Investment Bank and is now vice chairman of Lone Star Funds. He taught economics at Texas A&M University and has published numerous articles and books, including The Myth of American Inequality, How Government Biases Policy Debate. Senator, thank you for joining us again. It's nice to have you. You've been on the show once before. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, sir.
Thank you, John. My book, The Triumph of Economic Freedom, is out today.
Oh, well,
it's publication day. So,
well, we're look at us. We're first crack at the apple, so to speak. So, I appreciate you joining us, Senator. I've got to ask you. Just from what you're seeing, and I know obviously you escaped the lunacy of Washington D.C. and having been a former legislator. Trust me, I know. Once you're out, it's kind of refreshing to be out. But, what you're seeing now with some of what's been going on, I mean, I got it there, inflation, the April inflation report just came out. It shows prices grew at the slowest pace since 2021. Yet one current liberal Democrat senator released a statement recently claiming, quote, Donald Trump is ruining the economy on purpose. This was Senator Schatz. And then I just don't understand. He went out and to say that starting tomorrow we'll be paying more for everything. If Trump cured cancer, it wouldn't be enough for these folks, would it, Senator?
No, it wouldn't. I do hope we can bring this trade war to a speedy conclusion.
Yes.
I think that it does represent a danger, and I'm pleased that there's been an initial agreement with China. Of course, we're a long way from getting out of the trade war. But I'm eager to do it. I think the economy was set to take off. People are ready for the extension of the tax cuts. They're ready for deregulation, which is way overdue, given the regulatory excesses of the Biden administration. But the protectionism and the tariffs do represent a threat that could get out of hand and could affect prices, and of equal importance could push us into a recession, which I don't want to happen.
Senator, I'm glad you brought up the trade imbalance. The left loves to demonize the president for his attempts to reset America's trade imbalance. One claim we hear often from Democrats and the media is that free trade harms American workers. I don't understand the logic behind that argument, but they love to make that claim, and then they go further and say that we need government and we need regulation in order to protect workers. But that's so counterintuitive, and it doesn't seem to make sense, and frankly I don't think there's any truth to that.
Well, not only is it counterintuitive, but it's counterhistorical. Don't forget we had the Progressive Era regulations for 90 years, And what they ended up doing was limiting competition and driving up prices. And under the leadership of Jimmy Carter and Ted Kennedy, hardly bastions of conservatism, we got rid of progressive aero regulation. Airline cost per mile fell by 50%. The cost of logistics moving things fell by over 50%. And the deregulation of not only transportation but communications really set off the tech boom that we're enjoying today. So, you know, President Reagan used to say the scariest words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help you."
True, very true. You you mentioned the tariff situation, and you know, I'm curious what you think of the president's attempts to use tariffs to rebalance American trade, because, again, if you listen to the left, if you listen to the media, it reminds me of Chicken Little and the sky is falling. There's all these doom and gloom predictions, and yet, by and large, you know, the stock market went down, stock market came back up, and yet the world is going to come to an end if Donald Trump has his way.
Well, if we end up with better trade agreements that reduce protectionism in America and in our countries that we trade with, that will be a good outcome.
Right.
The problem is we now have a situation where businesses are sort of frozen because they don't know what the policy is going to be. 61% of our imports are component parts in manufacturing things in America. And so right now, the impact of this is negative. Now, whether or not the result will be good in the end is yet to be determined. I guess my position is we need to move on in getting to the final result because this uncertainty is beginning to hurt the economy. And it's clear when the president does something that looks like a movement toward settling these issues, the market goes up. So the market is eager for these issues to be settled. And I think when President Trump was elected in anticipating much-needed deregulation because of the excesses of the Biden administration and the extension of the existing tax code, that there was optimism about the future. And I think the trade action, unless it's settled pretty quickly, could turn negative, and I'm concerned about it.
We're talking with former United States Senator Phil Graham. Senator, In this time of economic volatility, what would you suggest be the way to get America back on sound economic footing? You know, some people are calling on the Fed to lower interest rates, but for me, it just seems like manipulating monetary policy is somewhat inherently dangerous. I think every time they jigger with that, it seems like you're kind of interfering with the market.
Well, and you're making excuses. I remember I was the author of the Reagan program in the House, so I'm dating myself. But there was a movement led by Jack Kemp, of all people, to get President Reagan to pressure Paul Volcker to back off on his tightening to bring inflation under control. And Reagan's response was, "Paul Volcker has his job to do. You have your job to do in Congress. I have my job to do in the White House. Let's all do our jobs. And I don't need, as the president said, somebody to blame if our program doesn't work." We need to make it work. And I think that's the right approach, whether it's a Democrat or Republican. I don't want politicians controlling the money supply. I think it's very dangerous. And if you look throughout history, whenever the executive, be it prime minister or king or president, has controlled the money supply, the result has not been good.
Yeah, no,
so
you're...
We need the Congress, what the Congress needs to do is gain control of spending and bring this borrowing down. And I would have to say, and the Republicans are in control of both houses of Congress, barely. But I'm very disappointed with their reforms of Medicaid. A work requirement that's half as binding as President Clinton signed and doesn't go into effect until 2029. I think Americans are ready to say to able-bodied people, if you want welfare, you're going to have to work.
Yes. No, I completely agree that it should be a basic requirement. And they're certain, and that would also save taxpayers money if they put that in there. But of course, you know, they got a, it's such a narrow margin. They got such limited room to work.
Yeah. And also, in addition to saving money, John, it will bring meaning to a lot
yes.
of lives.
Yes.
You know, we think of poverty as being an unmarried woman with a lot of children. That description is 50 or 60 years old. Now, many people that are drawing public assistance live alone. The average household size for the bottom 20% of income recipients is now only 1.9 persons. So you've got able-bodied men and women who aren't working, many of them using drugs, and we're doing them a disservice. Not only are we wasting money, we're wasting their lives, their talent. And in our chapter in the book, The Triumph of Economic Freedom, we have a section on poverty. And we have spent a tremendous amount of money, and as we have spent more and more money, the percentage of low-income people who work has fallen from 68% to 36%. So we've eliminated want for almost all Americans, but we've done it at a price of idleness. And a mandatory work requirement is very humane, in my opinion.
Well, again, the new book is called The Triumph of Economic Freedom, Debunking the Seven Great Myths of American Capitalism. I assume if folks want a copy, they can find that on Amazon, correct?
Yes, yes.
Well, Senator, I appreciate you again. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend. And just keep up the good work and keep drawing attention
listen,
to
John,
hold them accountable.
Thank you. We're trying to. If you read this book, Triumph of Economic Freedom, you'll realize your country's even greater than you think.
I appreciate you, Senator. You know, there's still room
right,
for you
too.
Back in the Senate if you want. You know, we can always use you back.
I'd have to get a new wife, and I've had the one I have for 55 years. And I kind of like her, so I better stay where I am.
We appreciate you, Senator. Thank you again for joining us.
We'll take a quick break, and then Wichita School Board member Kathy Bond will sit down with us to try and explain why lawyers for the Teachers Union, or 259, are insisting gendered language be replaced by gender-neutral equivalents. I don't get this one. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for all. Make your voice heard today, and of course, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, June 1st, make your voices heard by coming down to their headquarters at Union Station, where we'll be broadcasting live from their location, thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance. And, of course, in the meantime, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show for updates. You can follow us on Facebook, True Social, and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all those latest updates. Excuse me. USD 259, the Wichita School District, is currently in negotiations with the Wichita Teachers Union on a new contract. Part of the proposed language in the new contract was shared with me last week. In the tentative agreement, language has been inserted to refer to some parents as, quote, non-birthing parents, and, quote, gendered language will be replaced with gender-neutral equivalents. I've been told that that language has since been removed, but the more important question is, why was it inserted in the first place? With us now to try and answer that question is Wichita School Board member Kathy Bond. Kathy, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you, John. How are you tonight?
Fine, thank you. Thank you. Sorry you weren't able to join us down at AFP, but you and Gary will have to come join us here in a couple weeks.
That would be great. Hey, before we get into conversation, I want to clear up some air. Can I do that?
Yeah, no, please.
Okay. We know that I never said that the union implemented those words in the tentative agreement between.
No, I saw that they were attacking you, and no, said that.
No, I did not. And I just wanted to clear that up. And I also want to educate your listeners as well as you. And in January of the year that it's time to negotiate with the union, the Board of Education is asked to submit any requests that we might want to see changed in the contract, added, or taken out. What you have read, and I, by the way, I had no idea how you got that information because I haven't even seen it yet.
So I have my sources.
I guess you do. But anyway, that verbiage came from one of our board members. That was a suggestion. I don't know who it is. I don't care to know who it is, but that was a suggestion from one of the boards. So that came from the Board of Education, not the district and not the union. Now, we have not ratified it. That's the way it is. And so when I received some notifications from some people last week, and they were like, what's going on? I go, okay, I went into the superintendent's office the following morning, and I said, could you please explain this to me? And he did. And it's actually in paragraph 4 under individual and personal rights, and it's basically going to take hers and himself and herself, and just going to say all employees and all students.
And see, that's the way, I'm fine with that, but whoever came up with the cockamamie idea of inserting non-birthing and this you know, woke new non-binary, non-gender, gender-neutral, malarkey.
Right.
I'd love
to
know which board member came up with that nonsense. I imagine it's probably Nock or Melody McRae or one of the Democrats.
We cannot assume anything. That's one thing I've learned on the school board. I cannot assume anything because you got to check it out. It's like before people went off on Kathy Bond on Facebook, it would have been nice if somebody would have called me to say, hey, did you say that?
No, that's typical. That is very, that was my monologue tonight. That's typical of the left. They just assumed that it came from you because, you're a Republican and you're opposed to this kind of nonsense, so it had to come from you.
Well, I did call the union and I told them, I said, I did not say that. And I just want you to know, because I went straight to the source, we have to work together, whether or not we agree with each other, whether or not we like each other, we have to work together for the betterment of our students and for their outcome. And I'm going to tell you something. We had a fantastic week of graduations. I was at Northwest High Schools. Do you know 97% of those seniors graduated? 97%. John, I was thrilled. And they're all, the ones that I spoke to, and I ran around that gym at Wichita State, they're either enlisted into the military, they're going to college, or they're going to a trade school. They've already got like 54 credits in their college. We got to be doing something right.
I mean, I'm glad to hear that they're graduating. First off, let me say I'm glad to hear that language has been removed, because that's what should have happened.
I don't know. I don't know if it's been removed. That was my suggestion.
I was told by the board chair, by Diane Albert, that it had been removed. Let's hope it stays that way.
And, I just suggested it.
Had I not drawn attention to it, this most likely might have been included. And so I'm glad it got removed. I hope that's the case.
I'll be able to get the draft and read the whole contract before I vote on it.
You think that would be handy? And frankly, Kathy, if they don't give it to you beforehand, I'd vote no. Out of spite, and just say, look, I'm not going to vote on something I haven't had a chance to read. But that's just
It won't be out of spite. It'll be out of I need to know what I'm voting on.
There you go.
I mean,
exactly.
There's no reason to do anything out of spite.
No. Well, you know what I mean.
That's
out of principle.
That's not going to accomplish anything. Right. Right. Yeah, I understand. But I like to know what I'm voting on. Like we're going to be bringing a policy forward about AI. To protect the district and the students. And I have been talking to students. I've been talking to parents, teachers. I've even talked with Rob Dixon from the district, who is heavily involved in this. And I'm telling you, the more I learn, the more I'm not so afraid of AI. And I think a lot of people that think that AI is going to dumb down our students, it's because they don't understand AI.
Yeah, no, I've had success with AI. I think as long as it's used properly, I think there's nothing wrong with it. I think you need to find a way to make sure that kids aren't using it to write their homework for, but, you know.
Well, and the teachers will have things in place where they can monitor that.
Good. That's the key. That's the key. I hope, I'm glad to hear they've got 97% graduation rate. I just hope that I wish we could get 97% college and career ready. But, we're getting there.
We are getting there, and there's a lot of opportunity for our students in 259 to be able to branch out and become college and career ready. I mean, we have got some phenomenal like I said, opportunities for these students to move into. And I like that. I mean, I like that a lot. I think Kelly, the superintendent, has got such an innovative mind, and that's one of the reasons why I was to hire him as our superintendent. And I like his ideas. Sometimes I feel like I've got to rein him in, though, because his tenacity sometimes is more than mine. So that's kind of scary.
We're talking with Wichita School Board member Kathy Bond, and I know I'm coming up on my bottom of the hour break. I know that you guys have formed, for lack of a better term, a special committee to deal with the facility master plan and look at, you know, ways to pay for it. Two questions, Kathy. First off, is there any chance that they're willing to reopen the master plan itself? Because there's so much money being spent here. I would think that now that the, you know, voters of Wichita rejected the bond, I would think, you know, the plan's over a year old. At some point, I think maybe they should look at whether or not we even want to do this much building. And the second one is, are they looking at doing another bond?
Well, first of all, the Financial Oversight Committee is not there to oversee the master plan. They are there long-term to oversee the finances of the district, to bring more transparency to the community, as well as a checks and balance kind of thing for the district, and I am thrilled about this committee. So they are not, the master plan is the master plan. Seven of us voted on it last year, and we are going to go through with it. As our superintendent said, it may be a
they're going to go through. They're going to go through with the master plan without the bond. So here's my question then. If they can go through with the master plan without the money from the bond, why did they need to raise the taxes on the bond in the first place?
Well, the reason why the bond was brought up was because it would have happened in a much more condensed of time. Instead of between 10 and 20 years, it may have been between 6 and 10 years.
Gotcha.
Without the bond money, it's just going to take longer, but the vision is still there. It's all on paper, and, you know, tomorrow we have a board meeting at noon, of which anyone from the public is allowed to come in at AMAC, and we're talking about needs assessments for all the buildings in each one of our districts, and to figure out the budget. Like, what are we going to need next year to help? You know, I've got two schools in District 5 that said that they have no repairs that need to be done. Isn't that great?
That's great. That's great. Well, Kathy, I know I'm up against my hard break. You are running for re-election, from what I understand. If folks are interested, if they want to help you, if they want to volunteer or donate, what's the way for them to reach out and get in touch?
They can email me at Kathy Bond, K-A-T-H-Y, Bond, 2021, at gmail.com.
Kathy, I appreciate you. Keep up the good work. We need solid conservative, fiscal conservative leadership on that Wichita School Board. We appreciate you. Thank you, Kathy. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, John. Bye now.
You're very welcome. We'll take a quick break, and then former Governor Dr. Jeff Collier will be with us to tell us about his announcement this week that he's running for governor in 2026. We're starting it. We're kicking off the governor's candidates' interviews. Oh, my, there's going to be a bunch of them. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS radio. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal offices as we can. We've got local elections, and, of course, next year we'll have a gubernatorial election as well as, well, everything under the sun. So we're going to do our best to get you as many candidates as we can. If there is someone in particular you'd like to hear from, please let me know, and we will invite them to come on the show. All that being said, joining us now is former Governor Dr. Jeff Collier. On Wednesday, Dr. Collier formally announced in a YouTube video that he would be running for Kansas governor. Collier said his focus is to cut taxes and bring high-paying manufacturing and tech jobs to the Sunflower State. He served as the 47th governor of Kansas. I seem to think there's another 47 running around somewhere. He was the 49th lieutenant governor of Kansas. He served in the Kansas House from 2007 to 2009, in the Kansas Senate from 2009 to 2011. And Dr. Collier was the only surgeon in southern Rwanda during the genocide. He is a volunteer physician providing free plastic surgery to U.S. soldiers wounded in Iraq. Dr. Collier, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
It is great to be with the number one talker on the number one talk show in Wichita.
Wow.
How are you, my friend?
Fine, thank you. We need to record that, Phil. Put that in a promo.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Dockham, you're officially in the race. How has the response been since your announcement earlier this week?
I've had over 1,200 texts on my phone. My wife is like, honey, turn it off. Honey, turn it off. It feels good. We've been around the state. We've been in Kansas City and Wichita and Kingman and Manhattan and across the state. And it feels good. People want change. They do not want to keep going backwards.
No, that's for sure. And you know, I wanted to ask you about that. Was there a particular, because you and I have talked before, and you know, I think you've kind of kicked this around, but it was sort of, you know what, maybe, maybe not. Was there a particular moment over the past few years where you said, that's it, enough is enough, I got to do this again? Or was it just the steady decline of the Kelly administration that finally prompted you to pull the trigger?
You know, we thought long and hard about it. We thought about, you know, joining the Trump administration or something like that. I believe in public service. But here's the thing, is this has been going on for a long time. In our parents' lifetime, Kansas has gone from 6 congressmen down to 5, then to 4. We're on our way to 3, which what it means is that Kansas has grown half as fast as the rest of the United States. And under Governor Kelly, it's gotten worse. We actually lost 1% of our population in the last few years. And, you know, we can't keep going backwards. And Ruth and I, we look at our daughters, and I'm so proud of my daughters, but we want them, you know, to come to Kansas. And, you know, they want to stay in Kansas, but, you know, there's people trying to attract them to go to Austin and Nashville and, you know, Washington and even London. I mean, that's just, you know, and, you know, Kansas is where the roots are. And, you know, we want this to be the thriving place in the Midwest. And we're going backwards. And if we don't get this right in the next couple of, in the next 10 years, we're just done. And I won't stand for it anymore. And so Ruth and I thought long and hard about it. And it was President Trump that really inspired me into doing this. And part of it is, what you've seen with him, he was number 45 and then 47. And when you've been in the job and been incredibly successful at it, and then to stick out, you know, stay out of government for a few years and then come back, you can hit the ground running faster than ever before. Now, faster than anyone else could imagine. And that's what President Trump is doing. And we did an incredible amount as, you know, when I was governor. But our ability to come in and change things dramatically, rapidly on all fronts, that's the opportunity. You don't have to go figure out where the bathroom is in the Capitol.
No. And even as a legislator, I know that, and I tell people, your first few months, that's what you're doing, is figuring out where the committee rooms are, how the process works. So, you know, having that experience will definitely help for sure. Let me ask you this. By the way, we're talking with Dr. Jeff Collier, candidate for Kansas governor. Revenue projections show the state of Kansas budget faces $731 million budget hole within the next 4 years at the end of fiscal year 2029. How would you address that, taxes, spending, and the budget shortfall?
Well, this is a unique situation. I've done the job. Okay, and I'm probably running on my record as governor, and
as governor, I left Laura Kelly $850 million budget surplus. We're now in a budget deficit. And not for the first time, but for the last few years, we've been running behind. And in fact, state government has grown 75% since I left the governorship just a few short years ago.
That's
insane. Let me ask anybody, it's insane. And believe me, ask anybody, is your life better because we're now spending 75% more in government? As Donald Trump would say, hell no.
Yeah, that figure is absolutely obscene. I heard you say that at your announcement here in Wichita the other day. And when you said that, I was just flabbergasted. I didn't realize it had grown, because you don't realize that, because we're not kidding. I mean, I sure couldn't tell you what the heck they're doing with the money. But you're right. To see it grow like that is obscene. Doc, let me ask you this. It's a tough question, but it's what I've got to ask. The Democratic sure. Governors Association is already out with a statement. They're saying that, quote, Sam Brambeck's failed right-hand man, Jeff Collier's back again. And, of course, they're already, talking Sam Brownback this and Sam Brownback that.
Yeah.
What do you say to folks that are worried that, and I know I, when I was a legislator, I came in towards the end of you and Governor Brownback's administration, and yet I got attacked. How do you respond? What's going to be your response to that, to the Brownback, back to Brownback garbage?
Well, it is garbage. And here's the thing. It's just who the Democrats are. It's like, let's look backwards. Let's go back 15 years. And by the way, we'll ignore the fact that Governor Sebelius gave Sam and I a $500 million deficit midway through the year, okay, with $800 in the checking account of the state of Kansas. And I gave, and so they're ignoring that they were the ones that were responsible. They're the ones that have now made this the highest tax state in the region, and that they're the ones that are driving up the costs. But let's talk about this situation. I was, the 47th governor. And when I left the governorship, I am proud to run on my record. Not what they want to say is somebody else's record. Let's talk about my record. My record as governor is very businesslike. I held the line on taxes. I left an $850 million surplus to the next administration. Then I did something else. We've had 50 years of litigation over school funding, and solving that eluded a dozen governors. Jeff Collier was the one who signed that bill that appropriated that money, and we did it not by raising taxes, but by making Medicaid more efficient. We didn't have to go and raise taxes to do this, but furthermore, we held the line on property taxes. I ended foster kids sleeping in offices like they are now. Mm. We eliminated 3 cabinet agencies, 6,000 unnecessary positions. We were DOGE before DOGE was a thing. And, here's the thing is we cut government dramatically, the size of it, all of those bureaucrats there, and nobody noticed. And what we were trying to do is I was really trying to make government much more efficient. For example, we even started the first phone app that you could actually go and start getting your car tags on your phone app and start doing things with government to make it more efficient for people rather than, sorry, you can only be here from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock and you can wait 4 hours in order to get your car tags at the local office. We did an incredible amount of things. I helped transition thousands from welfare to work. We ended foster children sleeping in offices, like I said before. And here's the other thing is the culture of life was on the rise. But the most important thing is when I left office, my favorite number is 1,448,000. That was the number of Kansans working when I left the governorship. And that was more Kansans working than ever before in the history of the state. So by every possible measure, this is an incredibly successful conservative governorship.
I ask this of all candidates. I'll ask it. You're my first gubernatorial candidate on, but I'll ask it of all of them, because I believe it's essential we elect a solid conservative this fall, next fall, rather. Will you support the Republican nominee, assuming, and this is a stupid question for you, because I've when I was driving the bus for the last two governors, you were on the bus, but I'll ask the question, will you support the nominee if it's not you?
Sure, of course I would. You know, when the people have spoken, I think it's our job to support our team. And, you know, I'm trying to support not only who the governor's candidate is, but I'm helping people up and down the ballot. You know, just this last fall, I mean, I was, you know, the chairman of the Trump campaign and, you know, working for the president. But I was around Kansas trying to help people running for reelection in the House, in the Senate, statewide. You know, that's what we do. And this, you know, we need to do this together as Republicans. Now, we're conservatives, and we're going to have conservative solutions. And we may have a few disagreements here and there, but we're going to make this place a much better place. Kansas is a fabulous state.
Well, Dr. Collier, I appreciate you joining us this evening. If folks want more information on your campaign, or if they want to volunteer or donate, they can visit you at collierforgovernor.com. And, of course, you're on X at Dr. Jeff Collier, correct?
That's correct. But also, I want to tell you about one other thing that's coming up. You know, we're just getting started. And this week, Dr. Ben Carson, the Trump's secretary of HUD and a neurosurgeon and a very good friend of mine, Dr. Carson will be in Kansas City doing an event with us on Wednesday. And, you know, we love to see people there. You can reach us through the website.
We had Dr. Carson on the show once. He's fantastic. Would love to get him on the show again. If I make the trip to Kansas City, will you get me an interview?
I know Ben pretty well. He's on a really tight schedule.
Yes, he is a great. He is a great guest. I may have to actually make that trip up to Kansas City. Dr. Collier, thank you again. It's collierforgovernor.com. Wish you all the best, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much, and look forward to joining you again with the number one talker on the number one talk show in Wichita.
Okay, that's $20 I owe you now. Thank you, Doc. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. To The John Whitmer Show. We ran long with that segment, so we've only got a little less than a minute tonight, but thank you for joining us this evening. Don't forget our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Great folks, AmericansForProsperity.org. And don't forget, we'll be not next Sunday, but the following Sunday, June 1st, we'll be broadcasting live at their headquarters at Union Station, thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance. And, of course, if you missed us tonight, the show will be rebroadcast next Saturday from 1 to 3. We're rebroadcasting all of our episodes on Saturdays. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.